The history of rock and roll continues on a chart sweep through 1964.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Leslie Gore and You Don't Own Me, one of the very first hit songs of women's liberation. In her first 2 years, Leslie won 11 awards, including a Grammy nomination. She was voted number one female vocalist by Cashbox, 16, Music Business, and Record World magazines. The history of rock and roll now presents a collage of just a few of the big hits from 1964.
You crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
1964 was also the year that Jan and Dean recorded a tragic mini-opera. Dean Torrance recalled,
"In our West Los Angeles culture, there was a place on Sunset that all through high school, the pinnacle of driving your car was to go through this place that we called Dead Man's Curve as fast as you could. At one point, we were losing a lot of friends on that corner. I don't think anybody was really dying, but I mean, there was a lot of totaled cars and a lot of our friends getting thrown in jail."
I was cruising in my Mustang late one night, and an XK pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag, and
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Woke up.
Jan and Dean and Dead Man's Curve from the spring of 1964. Later, it was a title theme from a TV movie about their career. Again, Dean Torrance.
I think it was maybe only about 2 years after Dead Man's Curve that, very ironically, Jan had a car accident within maybe 4 miles right off at Sunset that kind of ended our career. Jan is still going to therapy, both speech and physical therapy. And he's getting better, but it's just going to take more time.
2 months after Dead Man's Curve, another duo appeared. They were the sons of British physicians. Their names, Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside, where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside, where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside, where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Peter and Gordon and A World Without Love, a song composed by the Beatles. Peter Asher remembered.
I'd heard the song before once. Paul had played it to me and it wasn't finished. And I think they decided not to do it themselves because it wasn't their kind of song or something. And then when Gordon and I, a little later on, got offered a recording contract by someone who'd come down and heard us and play, I went back to him and said, you know, could you finish that song, because we'd like to cut it. And he did, and we did.
Peter and Gordon went on to record other Beatles songs, including Nobody I Know and I Don't Want to See You Again. They broke up in the late 60s, with Peter going on as a producer for James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. 1964 was also the year that a live album was cut at the Whiskey a Go-Go in Los Angeles. It featured the first top 10 record of Johnny Rivers.
Oh, distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers and Memphis from the summer of 1964. The same year marked a turning point in the career of a starving songwriter named Shadow Morton.
I got a notion to produce when I was very hungry. And I was sitting in Philadelphia and I was cold and it was about 7 degrees out. And I said, I got a good idea. I'm going to go into New York and I'm going to become a producer. And so I hitchhiked into New York and I met a friend of mine and I said, I write songs. And I said, what kind of songs do you write? And I said, what kind do you want? And they said, we want hit songs. And I said, well, that's all I write. So that was on a Thursday. Over the weekend, I went home and I wrote a song. And 3 weeks later, it came out. And it went number one. That was called Remember Walking in the Sand.
Walking in the sand.
Remember Walkin' in the Sand from the Shangri-Las, whose later hits included Leader of the Pack and I Can Never Go Home Anymore, both heard earlier in the history. Next, one of the most successful British groups of all time, who at one point were second only to the Beatles as a top American concert attraction. Their first hit is coming up when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues through 1964. Hermits and I'm Into Something Good, another song composed by Carole King. Bass player Curl Green recalled how lead singer Peter Noone got his nickname from television.
Well, my favorite show was the Bullwinkle Show, and there was a guy in that called Sherman. He was Peabody's boy, and I started calling everyone Herman instead of Sherman, mainly because, you know, in those days we sort of dreamt about going to the States and everything, and we used to go around talking in what we thought was American accents, calling each other Herman, and it just sort of followed on, Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits were to make 4 movies and earn 14 gold records in their mid-60s career. The history of rock and roll now presents a collage of number one music from 1964.
There, I've said.
This is Lewis, darling.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God.
Love, love me do. You know I love you.
Going to the chapel of love.
I don't care what they say. I won't stay in a world without love.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Any woman walking down the
street, pretty woman. There she was, just walking down the street singing.
But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night I saved the life of Ringo.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Come on, boy, see about me.
Oh, see about me.
I'm in love with her, and I feel fine.
The number one hits of 1964.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never.
Kinks and All Day and All of the Night from 1964. Next, 1965, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues as we return to 1965.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Told her that about a thing she saw.
Wooly Bully was the name of a pet cat belonging to Domingo Zamudio, better known as Sam the Sham. According to Billboard magazine, Wooly Bully was a number one single of 1965. The history of rock and roll moves on with a collage of big hits from 1965. '65 was also the year that Jay and the Americans recorded their leader's favorite song. Jay Black remembered.
I started doing it in my nightclub act, and nobody would let me record the song until I had enough power in the business to be able to ask to record it. And they let me put it on the B-side, and within a week, every disc jockey turned it over, and Caramia became a smash, and today, I go to Madison Square Garden in front of 22,000 people, and they make me do four encores on the song. And it's unbelievable the reaction this song gets.
Caramia, must we say
Americans and Caramia, featuring the lead vocal of Jay Black. And suddenly there was Sonny and Cher. Sonny Bono recalled their first real hit.
I think I Got You Babe Again was fate, because it was a philosophy that we had And it was what gave us our strength. We didn't have any money, but we'd always refer to the fact that we had each other, and that seemed to sustain our strength.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent.
I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get
put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you to hold my hand. I got you to walk with me.
Sonny and Cher and I Got You, Babe, from the summer of 1965. They would continue to be trendsetters for more than a decade. The same month that I Got You, Babe became a national hit, a band emerged from Ohio, the McCoys.
Town. And every
The McCoys, featuring Rick Derringer. Later, he'd go solo, change his name to Rick Derringer, and have a hit called Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. 1965 was also the year of folk rock. A group called The Byrds was formed, but only one member actually played on their first hit single, Roger McGuinn.
The first recording, actually, I was scared to death. That microphone weighed about 1,000 pounds, you know, and it was solid gold, and it belonged to somebody else, you know, a big, giant octopus company, you know. And I was almost had a heart attack trying to sing that song. You know.
Hey, Mr. Tam.
With the release of Mr. Tambourine Man, folk rock was officially born in 1965. The Byrds' leader, Roger McGuinn, recalled the reaction of composer Bob Dylan.
He came down to one of our rehearsals, and we played it for him. And he said, wow, you can dance to it. You know, he was impressed by the whole thing. And then he came to see us at Ciro's, and he didn't recognize a few of his songs that we were doing. Somebody asked him later what he thought of our treatment of those songs, and he says, is that what they were?
We'll be hearing more of the music of Bob Dylan later on, but coming up, a Grammy winner, the best rock and roll recording of the year. It's next when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues on a chart sweep through 1965.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights
so maybe I'll see you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go down.
Petula Clark had been a child radio and motion picture star back in her native England. She'd sold more than 20 million records in Europe before her first American hit, Downtown. The history of rock and roll now moves on with a collage of all the number one music from 1965, leading off with Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Love was such an easy game to play.
Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud.
Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
Everything turns, turns, turns.
I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
And 1965 was the year that the Supremes recorded the favorite song of Diana Ross.
See, we were the type of people at Motown that listened to all kinds of music. We didn't just pick rock and roll or whatever was popular to listen to. I wouldn't enjoy listening to music in a dentist's office. Sometimes we would turn on an FM station and listen to jazz. Or at one time, I think there was some station that was playing a lot of symphony music. And I think maybe that's where the idea came from. It started off with that kind of feeling, and it was completely different than the other songs.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
Yeah.
The Supremes, in the middle of a streak of hits written by the team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. I Hear a Symphony was the Supremes' sixth number one record. At that time, they were America's number one female group. America's favorite male group was also busy in 1965, turning out hit after hit. They closed the year with a song later redone by Stevie Wonder.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
By the mid-60s, the Beatles' influence on rock and roll was profound and obvious. They had changed the course of pop music and were making history with every passing day. But the full impact of the Beatles can only be understood in the context of other trends. We'll explore some of these trends from the late 50s to the early 60s when the history of rock and roll continues.